few days have been the beginning of what's usually called Advent. And to
many people, that makes them think of one particular thing. What do you think of if I say Advent? What comes next?
Calendar.
Exactly. That's what most people think about, isn't it? We all think about Advent calendars. And I wonder who's got an Advent calendar? Anyone got one up? You got an Advent calendar? No? Anyone got one up on their walls? Or yeah, you have, yeah, okay. So the question is, when you open the door and see behind it, what do you see? Sorry? Chocolate. Yeah, I thought it might be something like that. Yeah, anybody else got an Advent calendar? Yeah, you got one? You got anything behind your little doors?
Chocolate
as well? And jokes. Yeah, okay, sometimes get jokes, yeah. You got an Advent calendar? And what's behind your doors?
You know.
I don't.
You.
What, is chocolate, is it?
Yeah.
So all sorts of things, aren't there, these days, behind Advent calendars. You can get sort of, obviously, chocolate, and you can get other sweets, and you can get sometimes really expensive stuff behind those doors, or things like, I heard of one the other day that's got sort of like makeup and eyeshadow, all that kind of stuff behind for the girls, and all sorts of different things. Now, of course, Advent calendars have become a tradition. Someone I read the other day says they've been around for about 150 years, something like that. But what's the idea of it? What are the numbers on the doors all about? They're a countdown to Christmas, aren't they? That's what we normally think about, exactly that. So it counts down to Christmas, Jesus's first arrival, his first advent. But also, there is a reminder, as each date goes by, that we're getting closer and closer to the time that Jesus said he would make his second arrival, his second advent, at a time known only to God the Father. Now, in the book of Revelation, the very last book of the Bible, the author John says, "I saw heaven opened." And in the Bible reading that we have this morning from Revelation, we have the opportunity to sort of look behind an open door to see what's going on in heaven. It's an amazing thing to be able to do. It's like opening the door and seeing what's going on there, something really important to understand. Now, over recent weeks here at All Saints Church, we've been looking at the book of Revelation, the unveiling or the revealing or the apocalypse of and about Jesus Christ. And it shows much of what life is going to be like in this time of history, the time between Jesus' first advent and him returning. And there's lots of good things in that time, isn't there? Because we can enjoy the good things that God has made. And people are made in God's image. And we can celebrate people, as we've been doing this morning with little Joseph. But also, because we human beings have turned away from God, also we live in a world that is a broken world. And that means that we find all kinds of bad things. The abuse of power, opposition towards good people, and generally confusion and disorder. But Revelation tells us that one day, when Jesus returns, God is going to bring about a new, perfect world. And we're going to plan to hear more about that here in our church services in the weeks running up to Christmas. But now and again, as we read through the book of Revelation, we get sort of little glimpses into what it's like in heaven, what that new world that Jesus will bring is going to be like. So as we look behind the door into heaven, we get an idea of the future. And that's what we get in our reading this morning. Now, the Apostle John had seen a dramatic vision. It's full of amazing symbols and all sorts of things going on there, which point to the fact that we live in a world that has things like famine and suffering and evil rulers abusing good people. Now, when we watch the news, when we hear about other people around us, when we think about our own experiences in this world, we know that from time to time, this world can be a very hard place. But the reading we had in Revelation 7 shows that because Jesus has won a victory by dying on the cross and coming back to life, well, then this world will not always be a broken world. as the door of heaven opens, John tells us, after this I looked, and I saw a huge crowd that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. They were standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. Now, I could do with two or three people, just give us a hand to try and understand this morning. Got one over there? Yeah, that's good. I need some people to just sort of slightly act one or two things out. Come on, somebody else going to come and help? Come and help me. Are you going to come and help me? You're going to come. We need some help at the front. You're going to come and help us. Come on, thank you. That's two. You going to come? What we need you to do is we're going to think about that massive crowd of people in heaven, okay? And I don't know whether you remember the descriptions, but what it said was that they were all clothed in white, right? So this is the nearest thing I've got, okay? And we'll think about why they had white things on in a minute, but it's important that you've got there with white clothes on. I don't suppose you lads have got many white clothes, because it wouldn't stay white for very long, would they? Here we are. Right, okay. And also, what was going on was they all had palm branches, right? So you've got to get your hands out now. You can do that. Can you do that? Where's that arm gone? There is actually an armhole. That's true. So, oh, brilliant. Doesn't it? Oh, well. Do better yourself next time. But you don't look... There we are. Okay, you stand there and wave them. You see, this is what was going on. So these are just three of a massive, massive number of people, okay? And you're just three of. There's only three of you, isn't there? But in what we read in the Bible is that there's a massive crowd. And these people are from all different parts of the world. Every country in the world is represented there. And not just that, but every group of people, every tribe, somebody from every group of people who speaks one sort of language or another. And they're standing before the throne. Now, the book of Revelation tells us that God, the maker of everything, is on his throne, ruling as king. And standing before the throne is one called the Lamb. Now, in Revelation, that's like a code word for Jesus. And this huge crowd are standing in heaven and they're shouting out in loud voices, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Now that all sounds a little bit odd to us, doesn't it? All that kind of symbolism, all these sort of ideas going on. But actually, what John sees, he doesn't understand either. He writes it down for us and he says, "One of the leaders addressed me and said, 'Who are these clothed in white robes? And where have they come from?' And I said to him, 'Sir, you know.' And he said to me, 'These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation,'" the time of great difficulty. You see, so much has just happened, and John's described it about how this is a world where there are bad leaders who persecute people who believe in Jesus. But what is clear is that these people have come through all that bad time. These people have faced the great difficulties. And we've seen in what's just been written down before, what we read this morning, that God has protected them. And that they're waving their palm branches. Now, that's a bit weird to us, but palm branches then were what people did. If you'd been in something where maybe there'd been a battle in your country and the soldiers came back into town, everybody would line the streets with palm branches and they'd wave them like some way of saying, "We've won! Our guys have won, we're on the victory side." So that's what they're doing. They're saying, "We've won, we've overcome, we've triumphed. We belong to someone who has won." Now the leader explains that these people have not been beaten, especially because they have had their robes washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. That's why you've got your white things on here. Now they're unusual words, aren't they, to many of us. But what we've seen in Revelation makes clear what they mean. Jesus is the Lamb, the one who died on the cross. And he died for a reason, to make people clean before God, to forgive those who believe in Jesus and make them ready to be with the God who is completely pure. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And that's why this crowd of believers in Jesus, seen as we look through the door of heaven, are wearing white. They've been made clean and they've been made pure by Jesus. Well, thank you very much. I'll have my palm branches back now. If you want to take your tops off, if you can manage to do that. You might need a bit. Oh, whoa, that's good. That was quick. Shall we give them a round of applause? Thank you very much. So here we can see, as we have this door into heaven opened, people from every nation, all tribes and peoples and languages, they're the people who believed in Jesus and are with him in heaven. Now here's a pointer to what is in the future for those who believe in Jesus. We've seen in Revelation that those who don't wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb, those who don't receive the gift of forgiveness and acceptance with God that he offers, face a very bad future as God judges the world. But for those who do, if we do receive what Jesus has to offer in this life, well then the future is very bright and very good. The question is, what does that future involve? Well, in order to see, we've actually got some doors to open in our very own little Advent calendar this morning. And can I just move that for a little moment? It's all right, no problem. Right, here's the first one. Who's going to come and open the Advent calendar then? Somebody come and do it? You going to come and have a look, see what's there? Not too scared. Noah's very keen. You're going to come and open the first one then, Noah, then see what's behind there. So here's our first Advent calendar. We're going to open the door, and remember, this is a bit like the door opening to look into heaven and to see what it's like. So can you manage to open that up? Now then, what's it say on it?
Shelter.
It says shelter. It's got a picture of like a roof of a house. Now it says in the Bible, in that reading that we had, these dressed in white are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. So you see, for those who believe in Jesus, having been vulnerable to attacks and oppression by bad leaders, having to face the ups and downs of life and the uncertainties and difficulties of life, now, thinking about the time that Jesus has returned, there's protection and shelter. God will shelter them with his presence. There is complete safety and security. Thank you very much, Noah. You can go and sit down. Got another one here. Who's going to open the second one? Do you want to open it, Joseph? Can you manage to do that? You can help me? Come and do this. Look, just come here and help me. You're opening that door. It's only the same. Can you see what's... Go and see what's behind that door. Open it up. Well done. And it says on there... it's like a road sign with a word on it, hunger. But the hunger has been crossed out. So in other words, there's no hunger. Now it says in that reading, though there have been difficult times in the new world that Jesus is bringing, those who believe in Jesus shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. So you see, the threats and the difficulties of life in this broken world will be removed. We've got one last door to open. You're going to have a go at this one as well, are you? Are you going to open this one for us then, Zach? See what's behind that door? No chocolate, I'm afraid, but actually something much better than that. Can you
read? No more tears.
No more tears, it says. And there's a broken heart that's been mended, and it says no more tears. You see, the new world that God is bringing when Jesus returns will have nothing negative or bad in it. For those who believe in Jesus, the Lamb in the middle of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. So instead of trouble and sadness, there'll be a fully fulfilled life in the presence of God and under his care and protection. There'll be nothing that will interrupt that. Nothing, no evil, no bad things, all of that will go. There'll be no more tears. So no wonder those who believe in Jesus sing, salvation, rescue belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And then the angels all join in and say, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Well, I guess many of us are opening Advent calendars at the moment and opening those doors. Well, here we've seen something of a door opening into heaven. And what we see is that there'll be a totally transformed world. This broken world will be changed when Jesus arrives for the second time. And all who believed in Jesus in this life, from all kinds of places and backgrounds, will find security and shelter with no more difficulties or unhappiness. Now, as we read these words, the question that everybody needs to ask themselves is, will I be there? Well, you know, the Bible says we know that we can be, not because we're good, because actually all of us have fallen short of what we were made to be, but we can be there if we wash our robes in the blood of the Lamb. In other words, if we believe in Jesus and rely on his death on the cross for us, and if we come to him and call out to him. So for those who do believe in him, Jesus has done all that's needed to bring us into that new perfect world that he will bring. For the Lamb in the middle of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this great glimpse into heaven through this open door so that we can see what it's going to be like. We thank you for Jesus and his death. That means that undeserving people can be there when we believe in him. Please open our hearts and help us to see the truth of your message. And we ask for his sake. Amen.